Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Acara kami menyediakan banyak bahasa. Silakan lihat suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So, criminals are sometimes, many are pardonable in the eyes of heavens. You understand? And the eyes of the Master. Master always pardons them and understands them and can help them. But if a disciple already knows right from wrong, had been nourished, taught, protected, and cared for like the Master's own children, and still goes against the Master, understand me, in such a horrible way, that makes the Master defenseless.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Joyful greetings, charming viewers. My name is Charles. The soulful people of St. Lucia send prayers for your enlightenment and wellness. St. Lucia is a small island nation in the West Indies region of the Caribbean, with a name honoring the venerated Saint Lucy of the Roman Catholic Church. This island is one of only two sovereign nations to be named after a woman. Saint Lucia also has the distinction of being among the top three countries where women comprise more than 50% of management positions. Covered by lush rainforests, the island has several nature reserves that provide a safe home for plants and animals, including a multitude of bird species. The once endangered St. Lucia Amazon, a wondrously colored parrot, has returned to stable population here. The island is also known for a majestic pair of mountains called the Pitons, said to be the most photographed in the Caribbean. Island culture includes traditional attire such as the beautiful madras and its unique headdress. St. Lucia's heritage is also celebrated through the festivals of the Rose and the Marguerite. Nearly the entire island participates by choosing one of the flowers as a side and engaging in friendly competitions of song and dance with the other side. St. Lucia's annual jazz festival also attracts visitors from around the world. We are honored to share a brief introduction of Captivating St. Lucia with you, kind viewers. We pray that God embraces you with love. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, then follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion. She lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all the special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22 and October 25, both proclaimed as Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all the special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included Alternative Living Flyer Distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Fur Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Magical Power is Never Enough to Protect You, Part 505 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on December 2nd, 2018 in Sihu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
Anything the master said, they could not listen. They didn't listen well. Even if he said black, they would do white. It was so obvious. And when the master first came, he was also very kind of stretch out if you want. Okay, stretch out. All right. So when the master first came, he was also feeling very bad. You know, headaches, forgetting things, feeling like something was draining his energy. And also very kind of blurry, yeah, vision. It's kind of like you are in a kind of forgetfulness, some kind of different physical ability, different than before. You understand me? Yeah, forgetting things, writing things not as precisely as before, and kind of inside, a little bit like blurry, kind of a dizziness inside. Sometimes physical. Got that? Yeah.
Felt
like a different person. Much older, like forgetful, and not easy to handle daily things anymore. It was a very difficult time for the master. But the master still had to continue to do the work, you know, much other work to do. That master also did not rely on donations. He did some work, some artwork to support himself. Thus, there are many things to do, and government also came and went and all that, the people, the guests, and he had to take care of many things, yeah? All right. It was a very difficult time. But for that so-called disciple, it's even worse, yeah? Although she didn't know it, because the mind, the body prevents you from knowing what you are doing, yeah, and what your levels or what's happening to your soul, got that? To your existence in the universe. So she didn't know yet. But luckily, the master rescued her on time. Now, but that person, disciple, has to go to hell for 114,121 years. And then, after that, she became a snake, a poisonous snake, reincarnated as a poisonous snake and had to live among the population so that anyone who saw the snake would bit her. The animals also harassed the snake. For 922 years, she could not bite herself to death. Poisonous snake could not bite herself to death. For 922 years. And then she reincarnated again as a fox, a very malicious fox, for 411 years. And then she became a wolf, but very hungry, difficult to catch anything to eat, and being harassed and wounded by other animals because she was weak, a weak wolf, yeah. But still could not die. It could not be eaten. That wolf wouldn't be eaten, wouldn't be dead, just being beaten or harassed all the time in her life. For 323 years. Yeah, like this, I look scholarly, huh? Like I know something. Like I'm a very learned person. For 323 years, she has been harassed, molested, wolf. And then she became a lion for another 225 years, also being hungry, thirsty, and being in the wrong place and always being harassed instead of catching any prey. And then after that, she became a human with no vision, no hands, not a very good mind, could not speak, could not hear very well. She was not a very functional human, okay? Arms, legs were all deformed. Mm. And then she became like a leprous person. Understand? The hands keep eating themselves up, and the feet, and from inside also some worms also eat her up from inside, but couldn't get rid of it. No medicine can cure it. Cured and then came back again and again for 22 years, yeah? And then, but also a very violent person, even without all that, still a very violent person. Therefore, of course, being captured and by the government, put in prison and all that, and being beaten up by inmates, yeah? Because of a violent temper. And then she went back to hell because of doing violent things in the world. Due to the past karma, it could not be erased and escape. The karma, even though the master erased it for you, if you're doing bad things, it will come running back, okay? Nothing can be destroyed forever unless you escape from that. Like, okay, you might escape from the fire, then you're unharmed. But if you continue to stay there, you will inhale the smoke and die, even if you're not burnt. Got that? So the master takes you away from this karmic zone of yours so that you can be free, huh? Forever, yeah? And then because of that, you know, being violent, beating up people, killing others, she went to hell for 73 years. And then she became human again. After being washed up, came back, became human again, but brainless, handicapped, the same again. And then became a hungry ghost. I just wrote it quick, so not too much detail, okay? But you can imagine the rest, okay? Human brainless, what do you do, huh? And then became a hungry ghost for 95 years because she never contributed anything to anyone while she was alive, yeah? Apart from all the wickedness and black magic, wrongly used power, she never been kind or... Despite the master teaching her to be kind to other people, you know, you don't have to give money or possessions. You just be kind, yeah, or you be supportive of good people. Like if somebody gives somebody $5, you're happy in your heart that the person is doing a good deed and the needy person has some help, then you're happy. You know, in Chinese, they say, 欢喜心, means you're happy. See somebody doing a good deed, that is also a kind of charity. I told you before, yeah? Okay. Not even that. Anyone who is kind of famous or doing good things, she envied. And she slandered him, thinking, just doing that for fame. You understand me? For being famous is not good. So therefore, she became a hungry ghost for 95 years. Huh? Because while being a human, she's brainless. Now there's no chance to know what to do. No chance to even be happy when somebody else was doing good deeds. Least of all, to even give anything to anyone. Always given a human chance in order to do things good, to redeem your past mistakes and to practice spiritually. But a brainless person, how? You see that? Even looks like a human, but is not 100%. So she could not do anything more to get out of her trouble, get out of her bad retribution, yeah? And so she could not even think of helping anybody. Herself even being helpless. You got that? Okay. So she became a hungry ghost for 95 years. And then while being a hungry ghost, the yaksha demons keep eating her flesh, you know. Today bite this, tomorrow bite that. So all day long, even though being a ghost is not peaceful, being eaten by the yaksha demons. And then she went back to hell again, because no merit. But when the yaksha beat her, she got angry and, you know, schemed to revenge and all that. Of course, all this will lead you back to hell. She went back to hell again. To be a human, because she was once a practitioner, she had mastered power and protection. At least she had been given a chance again and again and again to be a human, but still no use. She went back to hell again for 2,326 years, etc., etc., etc. Like this, she continues forever in lower life forms, human or non-human. Okay, end of story. I'm sorry, it's a sad story, but maybe somebody needs it. So it's not like you have been initiated by Master and then you do what you want and thinking, oh, Master will rescue me in any way. She says she would rescue the worst criminals. Criminals are different, okay? They fall into the situation. They have been maybe brainwashed by society that's around them, by their friends, or by circumstances. Sometimes they have worse crimes, but maybe because of self-defense. Maybe the situation forced them to, or maybe even wrongly accused, or maybe just being forced to do it by someone else. If not, he or his family will be in trouble. For example, you got that? You know that. People blackmail, force, coerce. They blackmail others, yeah? Innocent or vulnerable victims. And coerce them into doing bad things against their will also. So criminals are sometimes, many are pardonable in the eyes of heavens. You understand? And the eyes of the Master. Master always pardons them and understands them and can help them. But if a disciple already knows right from wrong, had been nourished, taught, protected, and cared for like the Master's own children, and still goes against the Master, understand me, in such a horrible way that makes the Master defenseless. If the criminal comes to your house, maybe they wield a knife or something, you still maybe can find something to defend yourself. And you can see the enemy coming, yeah? Or even if they shoot you, you can maybe step aside or use something to cover yourself. You understand that? Maybe have a chance to defend. But using black magic, nobody sees, nobody knows. And even if the Master knows, he cannot defend himself because the Master always bears everything. Because if he had turned all that magic power against her, she'd have immediately gone out of existence. No one could ever rescue her, no chance whatsoever. Even if she went to hell, she still could come back, have a human life, maybe repent maybe do some good deeds, still have a little chance some here and there. You got that? Still have the soul hanging in there. For one day, have a chance to be redeemed. But if the soul is completely annihilated, gone out of the universal existence forever, then sayonara, yeah. Okay then, so you be good, keep the five precepts and meditate. That's all I ask. Meditate as much as you can. Okay, huh? And now I wish you bon appetit. Means good food. If you have no time, take something with you in your cup and eat in the car, in the bus, or eat at home. Sorry about my late appearance. I can't always do it like scheduled on time, you know? Not like SMTV, 2 o'clock comes one, 3 o'clock comes that, you know? Okay? But for that, we have to work irregular hours. For the TV to be on time, we have to work many odds and ends hours. Whoa, you have no idea. All night is a normal schedule for us. Not normal, but very often. The SMTV staff knows that. The ones who stay inside together in the office or the ones outside in the world know that. You should meditate with joy, yeah, with love. Yeah, with love and with joy. And help others with joy and with love. That's all we have to do. Yeah? Okay, see you next time. And I love you forever. I always say that to my dogs, to you also, the same. Dogs also initiate it. Yeah. Okay. Love you. May God bless you and protect you always. May you be well and progress spiritually and in every other good way in your life. Ciao.
OK，OK，谢谢大家，谢谢你们来修行啊，有会有帮助世界的。OK，你们来达禅都会帮助自己，帮助国家，帮助自己国家，帮助世界，帮助当然亲戚朋友啊都有用。OK，都有用。
拜拜，Thank you， 谢谢大家拥护，拜拜。都冷了哈，开始冷一点哈，啊，大家保暖 ，OK， 保暖，照顾自己啊，哦，客气，客气，谢谢，谢谢来大餐，啊，你们继续吃饭啊。 一路顺风。对不起啦，今天快点走，OK？ 我还有工作很多。谢谢啦，哎。哇，红米很好吃啊，鱼丸也好吃吗？哦，一点爱。
啊，什么东西？哇，面非常好吃，饭非常好吃，炒菜炒饭非常好吃，祝大家好吃。OK，
谢谢。
inspiring viewers. We appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Magical Power is Never Enough to Protect You, Part 5 of 5, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Blessed is He Who Comes in the Name of the Lord, from the Gospel of Luke, Vegetarian, in the Holy Bible, Part 2 of 2. On Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your prayers for a vegan world be answered.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.